While he was running for president, Donald Trump made it clear that he'd be willing to spy on Muslims.
I want surveillance of certain mosques, okay? If that's okay. I want surveillance. And you know what? We've had it before and we'll have it again.
It's true. Surveillance of certain groups is nothing new. 4 years ago, the ACLU revealed that they found documents showing that the FBI and San Francisco police were using community outreach programs as an excuse to collect information about some Muslims. In response, the city passed the Safe San Francisco Civil Rights Ordinance. The ordinance says San Francisco police can only assist the FBI if their assistance doesn't violate civil rights or an individual's right to privacy. Now that the Trump administration is coming into power, this ordinance may provide a significant firewall between federal and local law enforcement. KALW's Ben Trefney sat down with Asian Law Caucus staff attorney Christina Sinha and ACLU of Northern California senior counsel Alan Schlosser to talk about surveillance.
When was it brought to your attention, to the ACLU's attention, that San Francisco Police Department and the FBI were spying on Muslims in the Bay Area?
San Francisco Police Department being involved in intelligence gathering goes back a long ways. In the 90s, there was a scandal where a local police officer was selling information that he was gathering, which is what led to this ordinance that limits what the FBI and San Francisco Police Department can do together. That ordinance and those restrictions really came into play after 9/11, because there was so much focus on the Muslim community. And it was kind of after that that we began to see a pattern of abuse, we felt, and got back into discussing this with the police department and pushing the board to adopt a more restrictive ordinance.
And that was in 2012?
Yes. In 2012 is when we got the Board of Supervisors to essentially reaffirm what had been the law here for a while, which is that that there are higher standards before San Francisco police officers can intrude and investigate persons. And what was in contention but isn't in contention anymore is, even if they're working with the FBI, they have to stick to local standards.
So what's been happening nationally with, do you know, Christina, nationally for FBI surveillance of Muslims and others in the United States?
Yeah, what we've seen is that since the FBI standards for when they can engage in what everyone else in the country would call racial profiling, their standards for being able to engage in law enforcement activity or surveillance or just in this talking with people in so-called voluntary interviews, their standards for doing so are extremely lax. They can talk with people, investigate people without any criminal or factual predicate. And what that means is that they can be motivated by race. So they can engage in their activities based solely on race.
And so have other communities, other cities had similar ordinances to what San Francisco passed?
There are certainly other cities like Portland that have instituted checks in this way, in this manner. But in terms of an actual ordinance crafted in this way, I don't know if there's any other city that has an ordinance like this. So San Francisco was very much a vanguard in doing this.
So are the civil liberties of Muslims in San Francisco then? Is it proven that they are more protected in San Francisco than in, say, Los Angeles or in Chicago or in New York?
That sort of thing is hard to, it's hard to figure that out at this moment, because we haven't gotten the sort of reporting that we expect to see from this ordinance. So
part of the,
so that's a longer question, and I don't know. We would need the San Francisco Police Department to sort to give the reasons why this compliance hasn't happened. But what we do know is, since this ordinance was enacted and became effective in June of 2012, there have been four reports that have happened, and in none of those reports were advocates satisfied that the reporting requirements of the ordinance were actually being followed.
I think that we're at a real watershed moment here, and particularly in San Francisco, or San Francisco has a special place. I mean, I think based on what we know, the Trump administration is going to be involved in a massive assault on civil liberties and civil rights if they do what he says they're going
to
do.
Well, just to articulate, what are some of the things that you're looking at, for example,
well,
you're concerned with civil liberties?
Right. I mean, with respect to Muslims, I mean, he did call for banning Muslims from coming in the country. And I think in general, he's been very skeptical, if not hostile, to restrictions on the police, stop and frisk. And although the Obama administration was not perfect and we felt a lot of their, like the current FBI guidelines, were not what they should be, I think that he is going to be much tougher.
I'm curious. So there's a lot of concern about what's going to come with the Trump administration. But I'm curious, how did the Obama administration grade out with these kinds of acts, with surveillance of minorities and particularly Muslims?
There was a lot of surveillance of those communities under President Obama. President Obama was a Democratic president. A lot of people were very excited when he was elected, myself included. But that doesn't change the fact that there were a lot of extraordinarily troubling policies that happened under him.
What were some of those?
For example, his baseball card drone kill lists. The fact that there's been an unprecedented expansion of executive power under President Obama without heed to the fact that that expansion of power is going to be passed on to someone else. So I think a problem with a lot of people on the left is that they were fine with President Obama having a lot of these powers without recognizing that he is not the one who was always going to stay in office. And now what's happened, a lot of people's worst nightmare, is someone like President-elect Trump.
Well, that's one big question that I have. Here in the Bay Area, there's very, very few people who voted for Donald Trump. In San Francisco, it was about 9% of people voted for Donald Trump. So I don't think they're going to get a lot of arguments necessarily from people in the Bay Area about protecting rights in these ways. However, across the country, I think that Donald Trump made very clear that he was running on a national security-oriented platform. What would you say to those people who have big national security concerns and maybe are okay with stepped up surveillance?
What I would say is that if you are actually worried about national security, like I am, like every single member of the Arab, Middle Eastern, Muslim, and South Asian community that I've interacted with in my many years doing this work, like I know our community is, the way to achieve more security is not by increasing surveillance. What you do when you increase surveillance is, one, it has not had proven results. Two, what it does is it breaks down police-community relations to the point where people will be hesitant to report something that they actually deem suspicious because they don't know it. One, if they don't know whether something is actually happening and they have a mere suspicion, they're not going to be likely to report to an agency that is violating rights in a widespread manner. God only knows what's going to happen afterwards, but based on what's happened so far, it's bad enough to where people are already concerned about that sort of thing. And increasing security of an entire racial group does not lead to more security. It's incomprehensible that people actually think that that could be the case.
So the rhetoric is one thing I can certainly see. I mean, in those cases, I think the words are political weapons. But are there other signs of things actually happening on the ground that we could see from the FBI, from law enforcement, from revelations of surveillance that you guys are watching out for specifically?
Well, one of the things that is being worked on right now is to improve the really kind of very incomplete, shoddy record keeping that San Francisco has been doing under this ordinance. But organizations like CARE and Asian Law Caucus get calls from people, and if there's a big rise, there's already been a rise in those
kinds
of calls.
Yeah, there actually has been. In the days immediately preceding the election, I think about 5 days, something of that nature, there was a huge increase in FBI visits. And people were being asked about, from the reports that we've gotten, this was happening across the country. It certainly happened in the Bay Area. And the problem is this is an area that doesn't lend itself well to information. This activity, the surveillance, is by its very nature covert. And it's not as though there's record keeping happening that we can readily have access to, showing who's being visited, where and when and why.